When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and waters, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assails and my strength begins to fail, Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends just don't understand, Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in battle array undertake to stop my way, Thou who saved Paul and Silas, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. Yeah. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, oh, Thou lily of the valley, stand by me. He'll stand when no other can. In this world that we live in today is filled with mighty powerful men, but there's none can help you out in the sinful state that you live in. Only one can stand by you, save you and deliver you and keep you and seal you until the day of redemption. Only one that is able, has ever been able to deliver man from his sins, as the search was searched in heaven and beneath the earth and in the earth, and none was found worthy, brethren, to open that book, to loose the seals thereof, or to look thereupon. There was only one. And he's the one today that we need to look unto. I love the preaching that has been preached here today, and I love the spirit that I feel in the Little Jewel Church. Why do I love that? Because I felt that 1975, just back there, and that same feeling, that same spirit has never left me. It's the same power that I have felt down through the ages of times as I have traveled through this life and I have preached God's word, and some said, do you believe that you have actually preached the gospel of the Son of God? I would be a liar if I told you I haven't believed in my heart that I have preached the gospel of the Son of God. Why? Because it's a witness every time that the Spirit comes and it comes unto me, and I freely give it away, as the writer has said. Freely you receive and freely you give it away. And so I hear the day just in a moment of time, and you get you in the song, brother. Brother John, the day, and I want people to behold him and look at him and see how great he is. The day, and how small we are, that as the writer of old is saying, he said, he sets on the circle of the earth, beholding the inhabitation as grasshoppers. Very small we are upon the earth, but God, he is not chained. He never went on a journey. He the same yesterday, the day and forevermore. And he said, I change not. I'm God, and beside me there is none other. I'm the one that he marched up Golgotha's hill. I am the one that they nailed to the old rugged cross, brethren, and they come unto him at the sixth hour, brethren. Brethren, when he cried out and said, it is finished, the word that God gave him to do, he finished it on the cross, brethren, and the prophecies of old still being fulfilled in his life at that time, brethren. Brethren, for they said of old, not a bone of his bone shall be broken. Brethren, when he gave up the gold, they broke the legs of the thief on the right hand and to the left. But when they come to the Lord, they beheld him, the Roman soldier stood, the Roman soldier stood over against him, brethren, declaring, brethren, he's already dead. Will not break the legs of him. He didn't understand, brother, but he was fulfilling the lids of this Bible. For in the prophecies of old, it was prophesied, not a bone of him should be broken. Friend, I want you to know today, if you've been born again by the divine Spirit of God, your bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, not a bone will be broken out of him. That my Father gave me, I've lost none of them. Same the son of perdition, that he might go to his own place. Brethren, I declare today, I serve a God this morning who's able to deliver us and bring us out of bonding into the marvelous light of him and the liberty that he has, that we only can receive in him today. Don't you want to go when he called? Don't you want to see him as he is, brother? I declare, brother, the Roman soldier came to Jesus, and for evil he took the spear, brother, and thrust it into his side. I want you to understand, he meant it for evil, but the prophecy meant it for good, brother. And for he said of old, brother, in that day, said there, I shall be a fountain open unto the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. He said a living water should go forth from Jerusalem half to the former sea and the hinder sea. Listen, in summer and in winter shall it be, brother. I declare today, I'm glad, brother. I'm living in the summertime. For there was no law given that could give life, or verily righteousness would have came by the law. Lord, he said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. When he hung on that old cross and said, it is finished, Father, he fulfilled the plan of God, brother. And out of his side, brother, came water and blood come running down through the ages of time, and went back and got told that it kept the faith that died in the triumph of faith, brother. He covered them and brung them out of the law. Why, brother, there was no law couldn't give life. Jesus was the only one that was worthy to open that book. He was the only one that could give life today. I don't have life to give the man. Life is in the Lord's hand. Death is in his hand. He holds your life in his hand this morning. But if you want to live, you're going to have to get a drop of that blood that come down his side. He shed it for the sin of the whole world. Whomsoever will come. God loves you this morning, friend. He said, I stand all the day long with outstretched arms. Come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you'll find rest for your soul. Over in this world are just trials and tribulation, but in the Lord, brethren, there's peace this morning. There's joy that surpasses the understanding of man. I don't understand all there is to know about, but one thing I do know, Brother Kenny, I know my Redeemer lives. And in the last day, I'm going home with him. I'm going to say farewell, fame world. I'm going home. I'm going to a land where the light of God is shining, brother. We don't need the light of the sun over there. We won't need the moon to shine. Why? Because God and the Lamb is the light of that city over there. And in the midst of that city, there is a river of life, brother. And I believe we've been drinking from it here today. And the streams thereof makes glad the city of our God, brother. As we drink of that river, brother, it brings life to us. It brings strength to us. It brings peace to us. Do you know him today? If you don't know him, the day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Just cry out, Jesus, here am I, Lord. What would you have me to do? I'll tell you what he wants you to do. He wants you to give him your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Beg unto him with all your heart. Call upon him while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. For the day of his coming is nigh. Who shall be able to stand the day of his coming, brother? The only them that have been down to the banquet hall, and the banner over them has been love. Oh, bless the Lord this morning, brother. I feel this morning that I'm his and he is mine. I felt the witness in my soul. I felt him leading me about in paths, brethren, that is strained to the flesh. I felt him holding me up when I can't hardly stand, brethren. Oh, brethren, I'd like to the little song I sung, stand by me. Oh, when I'm alone, when I'm weak on, stand by me, deliver me out of this present world. Keep me until the day of redemption. And he has promised this morning, if you'll give him your life, he'll seal you with that Holy Spirit of promise. And he'll seal you until the day of redemption, when he redeems you from the power of the tomb. You might be sleeping out there in the dust. We buried the little sister yesterday, and I thought of the little dream she had. I'm going to tell it for the glory of the Lord. She'd been in a coma-type state for a while, and they thought any day she was going to die, breathing three times in a minute, brother. And you think about this, and then all of a sudden she come back, and she wanted to get the tubes out, and they got them out, Brother Terry, and brother, and they begin to tell this, oh, brother, oh, what she see, brother, Sister Hester said, did you see anything? I was talking to the Lord. I was dwelling in a little field, then I was filled with lilies. Oh, I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? Just play in the lilies for a little while, and I'll come and take you home. I declare today, play in the lilies. Jesus said, I'm the lily of the valley. I'm the bride in the morning star. I'm he that was dead. Oh, behold, I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, friend, of death and hell. I'm looking the one that's able to deliver me and keep me from the hour of temptation. I'm looking unto him who's able to bring me out of the power of the grave and deliver me, brother, and give me a body like unto his most glorious body.
What a day, what a day.
What a blessed time it's going to be. What a blessed hour it's going to be when all that's in the grave are going to hear his voice. They're going to get up one day. How's it going to be with you, friend? Will you hear his voice say, come ye blessed to my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. I pray, God, my children will take heed to you. I pray for your children, brother. They'll take heed to him. I don't want them to hear, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you, you know. He didn't know me in a pardon remission of sin. Listen today, friend. If you do anything in this world, get the Lord on your side. Call upon him. Seek him with everything within you. And pray until you pray. Until you pray through, brethren. I declare a word spoken by him. It's not what God's looking for, brethren. He's looking for your heart this morning. Open up your heart and let the Son of righteousness come in, and he'll heal you.
Yes.
For he's got healing in his wings, brother. Sing, brother. We'll come to a close. Thank you, Lord.